May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Here at the beginning of Holy Week, we come to the main event in all of Christianity. This week, we will break bread with our Savior as he commands us to love one another on Maundy Thursday. We'll observe the necessary horror of the cross on Good Friday. And then we will rejoice over our Lord's victory over sin and death as he rises up from the grave on Easter. It's quite the battle. Our Redeemer is fighting for the souls of women and men, Gentile and Jew, old and young. Our Redeemer is paying a tremendous price for the sake of his love. Yes, this is Jesus of Nazareth, and he is going to the front lines of spiritual warfare for your sake. So when St. Paul exhorts his young protege Timothy to fight the good fight of the faith, he's not playing games. He knows the battle is real. He knows our enemy is strong. The devil, death, and sin, well, they're not exactly foes that we can put off until we've had a chance to finish basic training. The father of lies isn't known for playing fair. The grave can open up for any of us at any time. Plus, temptation never lets up in any season of life. Paul's instruction to Timothy to keep up the fight of faith is rooted in the young leader's personal history. Timothy was raised first as a faithful Jew and then embraced Jesus as the Messiah, as his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice had done as well. He made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Thus, he was encouraged by the apostle to stand firm in that public affirmation of faith. You too, if you have been baptized, have made that same confession of faith. Your parents and godparents made it for you on your behalf. And then in confirmation, you had the chance to affirm that faith for yourself. Some of you from other traditions originally may have made a profession of faith first and then were baptized. You responded to an altar call maybe, or you read a portion of Scripture and realized, I really want to follow this Jesus who loves me so much. The point is, faith isn't something that's automatic. It is owned. It is personal. As much as we may have inherited our faith through parents who were steadfast Christians, we need to take responsibility for that worthy inheritance. We need to acknowledge Jesus is my Lord and Savior as much as he is our Lord and Savior. Why? Well, because Jesus did it first. Yes, Jesus made his faith public. Paul notes how Jesus affirmed who he is and what he had come to do before Pontius Pilate. Knowing the mortal risk that he took, that the cross was his destiny, Christ called God his Father and acknowledged that his kingdom was not of this world. We too are wooed by the Spirit and called by Jesus to embrace God as our Heavenly Father. We are invited to pray, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're admonished to take up our cross daily and follow Jesus. Yesterday's commitment was for yesterday. Each day, we must renew our baptismal promises and say, today, blessed Savior, I will follow you. Today, Lord, I will carry the cross appointed for me, because in your way do I find life and peace. So we enter the fray with our Savior. We take up the battle for our souls because we know Jesus has already defeated the enemies and has made his victory ours by the faith that we have just confessed. Even the crosses that we bear will not leave us in the grave. Paul waxes eloquent on the dominion and glorious state of our Savior. Of Jesus' glory, he says, he alone has immortality and dwells in unapproachable light. And of his kingdom, Paul says, Jesus is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Knowing that Jesus promises to share his reign and honor with us means that we too can expect to enjoy his victory over any foe that our soul faces. Generously, Christ shares all good things that rightfully belong to him with us. What battles are you facing today? What contests are you struggling against? Are you worried that you'll enjoy life eternal? Take hold of the gift of faith that Jesus is handing you. Are you languishing over sickness and circumstances beyond your control? Let the great physician touch you and make everything whole. Are you awake at night wondering how you'll make ends meet or get done everything that needs to get done? Let our provider and strengthener make ends meet and get everything done that needs to get done for you. Let our provider and strengthener be enough for you. Are you in conflict with enemies or in strife with family and friends? Let our Savior be the peace that surpasses all understanding for you. There's no aspect of life that Jesus cannot mend or set right. I know sin is ubiquitous, that death leaves no one unscathed, that the forces of evil take no holidays. Our battles can be long and wearisome. But Jesus is the answer to every meaningful problem that we face. So fight the good fight. Stand firm in your faith. Because not only does our Savior commiserate with us in his suffering and death, he has given us the victory through his precious blood and through the empty tomb that we will discover next week. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first he suffered pain, and entered not into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.